In the middle, dug out that time on a strong swing by Smith, out to Herbert, over the double block, finds the back corner for her third kill.
Today, it's live coverage of the Class C1 state tournament featuring the defending state champion, Kearney Catholic Stars. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Allie Boss to serve, it's 14-9, championship point number three. And the lefty Boss fires it across. Let it go, it's out of bounds, and the Stars win state!
Kearney Catholic captured their first state volleyball title last season and graduated five starters. A new group of stars is ready to shine after winning the toughest district in the class and bringing a 10-game winning streak to state. It's Kearney Catholic State Tournament Volleyball coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Grand Island Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Grand Island Senior High School. It's time for the 2013 State High School Volleyball Tournament. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, on the New Tech Seed pregame show as the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars take on the Lady Cards of Shadron High School. We're pleased to have you along with us as we bring you the starting lineups momentarily. Let's catch you up to date on who has won here at the state volleyball tournament so far today. In Class A, Millard West, a winner over Grand Island. Papillion La Vista beat Millard North. And Omaha Marion, a four-set winner that just wrapped up against Lincoln Southwest. Getting ready to go, Lincoln Southeast and Lincoln North Star. In B, Grand Island Northwest swept Beatrice. Norris, a five-set winner over Waverly. Tonight, Pius plays South Bend Aurora, takes on Omaha Scott. In C1, Ogallala, a straight set winner over Wayne. They will play the winner of our match tomorrow at 2. Tonight, Columbus Scotus plays Syracuse at 6:30, and Minden battles Wahoo at 8:30 here on Classic Hits. In C2, it took Hastings St. Cecilia 5 sets to defeat Lutheran High Northeast. They'll play tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. against Palmyra, a straight set winner over Crompton. Freeman was a winner over Ord in straight sets, and Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family is playing West Point Guardian Angels. In D1, O'Neill St. Mary's swept Cross County. Chambers, Wheeler Central, and Friend just getting underway. Then tonight, Bruning Davenport Shickley plays Brady at 6:30. Axtell Howells Dodge at 8:30. You'll hear that on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. And finally in D2, Kiltner was a straight set winner over Layton. They'll play tomorrow afternoon at 2 against Sterling. Sterling ousting Meade. And tonight, Bertrand will play Wallace 6:30 here on Classic Hits, while Stewart will play Fall City Sacred Heart at 8:30. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First of all, the starting rotation for the Shadron Cardinals. Number 2, 5'5 sophomore center, Jaden Garrett. Followed by number 11, 6-foot senior middle blocker, Ashley Kerr. Number 13, a 5'7 senior outside hitter, Peyton Hinn. Number 21, a 6-foot freshman right side hitter, Jaden McCartney. Number 23, a 5'8 sophomore middle blocker in Chandler Hageman. And number 6, a 5'5 senior outside hitter, Marin Davis. No libero for Shadron. They are coached by Don Matt, assisted by Kim Davis. Shadron is 27-3, ranked 10th. They are here on a wild card after losing in the district finals to Ogallala. For the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, number 9 is a 5'10 freshman right side hitter, Anna Squires. Number 6 is a 5'8 sophomore outside hitter, Maddie Squires. Number 8, 5'9 junior middle hitter is Callie Oprick. Number 5, 5'7 senior center, Shayla Connor. Number 4, 5'6 junior back row specialist, Whitney Colling. And number 7, 5'7 sophomore middle, Courtney Shundoff. The libero is number 23, 5'6 junior, Morgan Studi. You'll also see rotating in on a regular basis Paige Herbert, the 5'7 junior, and Mackenzie Smith, the 5'7 senior, along with Allie Prasoski, the 5'6 junior. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Ruffinus. The Stars are 24-8 after beating Centura and Minden in the sub-districts and St. Paul in district final. The Stars are ranked fourth in the state and are the defending C1 state champions. And that's the starting Kearney Catholic Shadron Volleyball coming up next here on Classic Hits 98.9. And as always, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. See Terry and Jason Stark, your New Tech Seed dealers. New Tech is your yield leader. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. It's Kearney Catholic wearing the gold uniforms with the green trim. They'll move from right to left. Shadron has won the toss. They'll serve in their red uniforms with white trim. They'll move from left to right. The leading attacker on this Shadron Cardinal ball club. They've got a good balance all the way up and down. Three kids that have hit over 200. Ashley Kerr, though, leads them. And they are able to block it a little bit up front as well with Kerr as the serve is underway. And here we go. Maddie Squires, first swing for Kearney Catholic. It's dug out, but overpass, free ball above the net. Tipped down by Calliope. And Kearney Catholic scores the first point here this afternoon. And with that, automatically, we see the substitutions rolling in here for the Stars. And Prasoski will come in and serve. Squires will take a seat. Prasoski serves, plays the back row, floats that one just across the top. Shadron plays it to the 10-foot line, has to set it across for Ashley Kerr. They were here last year, but maybe some nerves as Kearney Catholic slides Oprick. Oprick is deep and out of bounds. So one for two there for Cali, and a side out for Shadron. Back to serve it away will be Ashley Kerr. And her serve down the near side is going to be wide and out of bounds. And Kearney Catholic's up 2-1. Again, a lot of volleyball the rest of the day here on Classic Hits as Paige Herbert rotates into the front row and Mackenzie Smith will come in to serve it for Kearney Catholic. And Smith lets it fly. Knuckleball right down the middle, handled by Davis. The outside, the attack is lofted over to Prasoski. Connor dumps it into the back corner and it's open. Shayla Connor with the kill. She has passed that ball over more than most setters, but a four-year starter sees the floor very well for Kearney Catholic. And Smith will serve it away again. Mackenzie deep that time and out of bounds. So each team with an early service there and a side out here for Shadron. Back to serve it away for the Cardinals, Peyton Hinn. Hinn deep and out of bounds, so both teams trying to find the range right here. And Kearney Catholic will rotate Shundoff back into the front row. And Morgan Studi will serve it away. She's got that powerful jump serve if she decides to use it. She leads the team in aces with 51. She fires it across here. Picked up by McCartney. Middle attack and into the net called on Shadron. Shadron has not been able to get any offense going as of yet. And it's 5-2 Stars. Again, don't have to tell you what the rap is on Shadron. They're from the far west. They haven't played anybody. And they want to see if that's the case here. Shadron has to prove themselves this afternoon. Here's Herbert on the outside attack. Goes angled. Dug out there by Hinn. At the net. Middle attack is going to be driven across for the Cardinals. First kill, Chandler Hageman. 5-3, Kearney Catholic. Opening game. We play the best of five here at the state tournament. And back to serve it away, Jaden McCartney. And the serve is across. Shadron wanted to sub, but they didn't see her, and so they didn't get her in. Studi on the attack. Here's the set by Garrett. Get it to the outside of the attack by Shadron is into the net again. 6-3, Kearney Catholic. And Posaski comes out. Anna Squires rotates back in. And Shayla Connor now will serve it away. Signed with Washburn University, a top 15 program in Division II yesterday. Soft serve, pass tight to the net. There's a quick set, driven across off the shoulder of Connor, and they call that a lift. And it'll come back over to Shadron. Good kill on the outside that time to make it 6-4. And Hageman will go back and serve it away. And it goes into the net. So that'll make it 7-4, Kearney Catholic, and already the third service there for Shadron. And back to serve is Whitney Colley. So not a lot of flow here early on to our state volleyball championship opening set. Whitney Colley waiting for the whistle, and there it is, 7-4 stars in the first set. She'll float it across, picked up by Marin Davis. Back set back to Davis, off the block, down and good. Davis with her first kill. She's got 216 on the season, third on the team. Hageman, 221. And then Kerr, 264. And to serve it away will be Davis, and she's out of bounds. Wow. Shattering all kinds of problems with the service line. Can't get anything going when that's the case, and Jaden Garrett will come in for Shadron. Of course, Ogallala and Shadron playing back-to-back. Shadron didn't bring their band, so Ogallala said, hey, we'll stick around and play. A little at-home cooking for them. Team's getting along as Messbarger comes in to serve. The outside attack driven over Messbarger with a good dig off the swing by Hinn and the middle spike from Connor. Here's a slide, Shadron right side, blocked up front there by Oprich. Dug out again, and the outside swing down and out of bounds, just deep for Peyton Hinn. Kearney Catholic is up 9-5 here in the opening set, and they only have two kills. So seven errors already for Shadron. Service errors and attack errors combined. Cardinals go to the middle, taken across there by Kerr. Kearney Catholic sets middle. Oprich tries to tip it across and kind of miss hit it. It just floated over, so Shadron gets a look. The drive by Hinn is dug out in the back row by Collingham, tipped across. And Connor will get her second kill, and we have got a timeout on the floor. So it is Kearney Catholic 10, Shadron 5, and we'll be back with more state tournament action in a minute.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Out of the Shadron timeout, Kearney Catholic takes it to the outside. Anna Squires on the kill. And for Anna, that will be her first. Four kills now for the Stars. Three in a row for Messbarger back at the service line. And it is 11-5. Michelle fires away again. Here's the set to the outside, and it has to be bumped across. Shadron gives another free ball. Oprich attack, though, is deep and out of bounds. Point for Shadron. 11-6. For the Shadron Cardinals, they were here last year, as we told you earlier, in 2012, but this is only their fifth trip to the state tournament. Still looking for some success as the serve floats across to Studi. Here's the middle attack by Oprich off the single block. It's down and good. Second kill for Cali. Shadron has only made it out of the first round one time, and that was when they made it here in 96. Last year, they lost to Ogallala in the first round, but a pair of 26-24 sets, but they were beaten in straight sets. 12-6, they're taking on the defending state champion, Prasoski, with the serve. Tight to the net, it's set up for a quick tip, down and good by McCartney. And Shadron will rotate back. Ashley Kerr, their leading attacker. And Kerr floats it across the net. Judy over past Connor, redirects and puts it right into the block. Ace block for Shadron and Peyton Hinn. That's the first point on serve here in the match for Shadron, 12-8. Serve across to Colling. Connor sets Squires on the left side. Big swing is dug out. Far corner by Davis. Outside, Shadron fires it across. Studi, great dig. Slide, Oprich, right side down and good. It all started with the dig by Studi. Kelly Oprich with their third kill. That might have been the most powerful attack we've seen from Shadron here early on, and Kearney Catholic handed it like a feather. And Mackenzie Smith now goes back to serve it away. Kearney Catholic is in the state tournament for the ninth consecutive year. And the last handful just taking another step each year. Knuckleball served by Smith. Shadron brings it middle. The attack by McCartney. Handled to the outside, Herbert. And a whistle for in the net called on Shadron. 14-8, Kearney Catholic. Smith picks up the point on serve and gets ready to fire it away again. Pretty consistent for McKenzie. She's got 35 ace serves on the year. That one's a free ball above the net. It almost took Shadron into the net. And we've got a late whistle for a back row block there on Kearney Catholic. Or did they call it on Shadron? Looks like they're going to call it on Shadron, back row attack. And a point for Kearney Catholic. That joust at the net, sometimes your setter gets involved when they aren't supposed to be there. Outside attack this time, taken over by Hageman, stays in the back row. Prasoski runs it down, and Studi will set it across. Quick offense here, Shadron. They'll go to the left wing, over the double block. Great kick by Smith. Pulled back up by Connor. Back row attack, Studi. Picked up Shadron back middle, and stepping across the center line is the Shadron center. And that is a 16-8 Kearney Catholic lead. Shadron just has had too many mistakes here so far in the first set. Let's see if they can get that settled down. Smith serve. Fires it across there to Hinn. Middle attack. Shadron is deep and out of bounds. They look for a tip, and there is none. Five in a row here for the Stars, leading it 17-8. Coach Matt has one timeout remaining. Not going to use it yet. Smith gets a little more aggressive on the serve. To Davis, stays in the back row, and the attack is wide and out of bounds once they do get it up front. And a timeout called here by Shadron. So Kearney Catholic looking like a defending state championship team. They're rolling in game one, 18-8. And we'll be right back on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask shelter agent Joe Methy about shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Out of the timeout, McKenzie Smith serves it across. A quick set, and the attack is going to be wide and out of bounds for Shadron. So it's 19-8. An ace serve by McKenzie Smith. It is 20-8. This was a 12-8 match, and then Smith went back there and served up seven in a row to take it out to 20. And Smith will serve it over. And they let this one go. It's out of bounds, and the long run finally ends. But again, Kearney Catholic just playing solid volleyball, not making mistakes. And Shadron is the exact opposite right now as Peyton Hinn serves it across, handled by Prasoski. Hunter high set, Herbert. She's blocked. And it's in. Nice block. Give that to McCartney. for Shadron. Second ace block here for the Cardinals. 20-10. And they just need to get something going as the serve is across over to Smith. Short set, Obrick in the middle. Too short, and it's into the net. I think Callie was expecting a little bit higher set by the way she came back after that volleyball. And Hinn picks up the point on serve. 20-11 as the serve floats across. Connor tries to set it into the far corner, and she's able to pick him apart again. Shayla with her third kill, and it's 21-11. Morgan Studi back to serve it away. You're listening to the state volleyball tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Bertrand. As the serve is an ace, off the back row hands, it's 22-11. Studi picking up her first ace of this match and her team-high 52nd of the season. Studi deep this time. So the last two aces have been followed by errors by Kearney Catholic. Back into the ball game, Hannah Anderson for the Cardinals. And to serve it away will be Jaden McCartney. Handled by Smith. Connor slides Herbert right side and hit the tape. It crawls across. Couple of one-arm. Shadron's going to get a swing. They hit the tape, and it falls. She'll take that ball. It hit the net three different times, but Shadron ends up winning the point. McCartney serve. Floats it over to Smith. Here's Connor. She'll dump it over again. And Shadron may not have seen enough film because Connor, as we said early on, does that a lot. And she's got Shadron flat-footed every single time. Now Connor to serve it away at 23-13. And again, the very short serve just barely got across. Popped over. Connor has it. Squire sets middle. Shunned off on the attack. Dug out back middle by Kerr. Set tight to the net. And the attack down and good for Davis. The sixth kill of the first set for Shadron. And it's 23-14. Side out for the Cardinals. And the serve. Deep that time and out of bounds. So right back over to Kearney Catholic. And it looks like they have made it to game point at 24-14. Checking in Maddie Squires. And to serve it away will be Whitney Collin. Calling serve. Waiting. And game point. And a five-second call. Calling said she never heard the whistle blow. And so they give up the ball, and Coach Chris Connor wants to make sure it doesn't happen later in the match. But since you're ahead by 10, they're not going to worry too much about it. As it serves across, middle attack, shunned off, blocked, dug out beautifully by Studi. Squires, Maddie rolls it across, game point here for the Stars. Shadron picks it up, they'll go middle, and the attack is wide and out of bounds, and Kearney Catholic has taken game one. 25-15. We'll be back with more after this timeout.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. All the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to high school volleyball here on the Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 25-15, Kearney Catholic took the opening set here from Shadron, and Kearney Catholic will get to serve it away to start game number two with Allie Prasoski. Serve across to the right side, attack for Shadron. First swing from Ashley Kerr. Slide, Oprah, she put it into the net. That's four hits. And Shadron will have their first lead of the match on the attack error by Kearney Catholic. 1-0 in favor of Shadron. And Kerr to serve it away. Kerr to Studi. Connor, back set right side. And Kylie Teal starting this game will get her first kill on her first swing. 1-1. Kearney Catholic. In other action around the state tournament, we'll tell you that that was the first set to wrap up. So we'll get you to some other updates as soon as we can. And to serve it away, Mackenzie Smith. Smith serve, middle attack, Shadron. Picked up by the Stars, tipped across by Connor. Tight to the net, Shadron has to go off the back foot, lofting it over as Hageman. Here's Herbert for the Stars, drives it on the cross court. Passed into the net that time. Shadron can't get it out of the net from Davis. And Herbert will have her first kill of the match. 2-0 in favor of Kearney Catholic in that first set. Kearney Catholic didn't have to do a whole lot. Only 8 kills, no ace blocks, 2 ace serves. Shadron had 6 kills, 2 ace blocks, and no ace serves. Right side attack this time. Shadron will get the kill from Peyton Hinn. And back to serve it away will be Hinn after getting Shadron's first kill of game number two. 2-2. And across to Kearney Catholic, set outside. Paige Herbert off the tip. Down and good. Paige with her second kill. Kearney Catholic will get the ball right back. And to serve it away will be Morgan Studi. Studi on the jump serve. There's a bullet that's overpassed. Quick swing by Shundoff, and she put it into her own net. Point Shadron. So too good of a serve that time. It ends up Kearney Catholic to point. Back to serve it away will be McCartney. Kearney Catholic cruise to the first set victory, 25-15. Here's Shundoff. She'll set it across, and it's blocked out of bounds by the Cardinals. Point for Shundoff. Courtney with her first kill. She's the 6th star to get into that kill department. And back to serve it away will be Shayla Connor. Set right side, the attack driven through the double block by the Cardinals, and Hageman will put it away, 4-4. And to serve it away will be Chandler Hageman. Getting the kill, then going back to serve. Here is the set by Connor. Middle attack, Herbert. Down and good. So still no one has scored on their serve here in this second set. Kearney Catholic, 5-4. And back to serve it away will be Whitney Colling. And Teal rotates back into the front row here. So Squires played the first set. Now Teal playing here. And the left-handed serve of Colling is across. Right side attack goes into the net, and it's down and good as it's squirted over for Marin Davis. her third kill. 5-5. The winner plays Ogallala tomorrow. And a serve across. Handled there by Collin. Dumped over again, Connor. Shayla has found a weakness in the Shadron defense and continues to exploit it as Michelle Messbarger will now come in and serve it. And the serve handled by Shadron. They'll set to the middle. The attack off the block down and good by Ashley Kerr. Kerr, the leading attacker on this Cardinal team, gets her first one right here, 6-6. And back to serve it away will be Jaden Garrett. Garrett serve down the side, picked up by Teal. Backset on the right side, they'll get it to Squires, and Squires will drop it down and score. 7-6, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Prasoski will go back and serve it away here for Kearney Catholic. Prasoski floats it across, dead middle, set to the right side, tapped across, but Colley is right there to make the play. Connor slides middle, Oprick fires it into the corner, and it's going to be off one hand, two hands, and Shadron cannot get it back. Point Kearney Catholic, 8-6, and Prasoski the first one to score on serve. Stars won the opening set. And the serve across, handled there by Davis, set middle, good swing, but it's wide, big swing, overswung by him, and it's 9-6 in favor of Kearney Catholic. Prasoski goes again. Serve across, Shadron goes to the outside. The attack taken over, Kearney Catholic's right there. They'll dump it with Connor. Middle attack by the Cardinals, down and good by Ashley Kerr. She'll pick up her second kill. 9-7, Kearney Catholic leads it by two. And to serve it away will be Kerr. Kearney Catholic handling everything right now to Oprick. Oprick takes the angle, takes it wide and out of bounds. So Shadron gets a point on serve for the first time here. And it is 9-8. Boy, there sure haven't been a whole lot of excitement to this one. And the serve across, picked up by Studi. Back set right side, Teal, domination and termination for Kylie Teal. And it is 10-8 in favor of Kearney Catholic. And Mackenzie Smith will go back and serve it away. 10-8 Stars won the opener 25-15. The winner gets Ogallala tomorrow. And the outside attack by the Cardinal, by Hagman. Stars have heard her trying to block the Kearney Catholic net. And an ace block. First one for Chandler Hagman. Third one of the match for Shadron. And it's 10-9. And Hinn to serve it. Hinn floats it across to Prasoski. Connor sets way to the outside, Herbert. Dug out nicely in the back row by the Cardinal. And from the 10-foot line, it's punched across by Davis, but out of bounds. 11-9 Stars. And Morgan Studi to serve it away. Studi going to the jump serve. Had an ace earlier. This one is another ace. Morgan Studi with two ace serves, and it's 12-9. Kearney Catholic with the lead. West Point Guardian Angels has taken the first set from Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family, 25-21 in D1 action. Shadron to the outside, drops it across there with Hageman, overpass, and Hageman says thank you very much, and hammers it down for her third kill. Shadron getting a little louder there because they're able to pick up a powerful swing. Friend takes Chambers Wheeler Central in game one in D1 by a score of 25-18. Southeast leading 11-7 game one of Class A, and Herbert makes quick work of that rotation. And she'll pick up her fourth kill of this set. She had none in the opener. Now she has four here in game two. Shayla Connor goes back to serve it away. Shayla doesn't droop that one over, puts it in the back row. Right side attack, Hageman is deep and out of bounds for the Cardinals. 14-10, Kearney Catholic. After winning the opening set, Connor with her first point from the service line. And Shayla into the net this time. Side out for Shadron. And back into the ball game will be Hannah Anderson. Shadron definitely doesn't use the same amount of players as Kearney Catholic. Only seven have played in the ball game. Kearney Catholic uses a libero and rotates in three regularly. Shundoff on the left side attack finds the floor. Courtney with her second kill. 15-11, Kearney Catholic. And Teal is back into the front row for the Stars. That means Colling will be in to serve it away. 15-11, Kearney Catholic. Won the opening game 25-15. Colling's left-handed serve. Pass tight to the net. Good pass set to the outside. The attack by Kerr over the double block and out of bounds. It is puzzling why Shadron, who calls timeout, is having so much problem. They're taller than Kearney Catholic, and they keep sending it to the back wall. So timeout on the floor here at the State C1 Tournament. Kearney Catholic won the opener 25-15. They lead Shadron 16-11 in game two.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Out of the Shadron timeout, a tip kill here for Marin Davis. That'll be her fourth, and Shadron will pick up the side out, trailing 16-12 here in set number two. Connor sets for Kearney Catholic. Shundoff has to push it across. Shadron with a rare free ball, but they overset it. One arm saved by Connor. Stars struggle, and they have to tip it across with Squires. There's the set by McCartney, and it's just bumped across by Shadron. Anna Squires, a two-ball swing, lofts it into the back row to Hageman. Set right side and tipped over by Anderson. Kearney Catholic looking for a good swing. Teal will take it and get the kill. Third kill for Kylie Teal, 17-12, Kearney Catholic. And Messbarger re-enters the volleyball game. And Messbarger firing it away here. Michelle, one step, it hit the tape and came straight back, service error. Shadron volleyball. And to serve it away will be Jaden Garrett. Studi re-enters as the libero for the Stars. And coming up next, it'll be Bertrand and Wallace, then Minden and Wahoo here on Classic Hits. As Anna Squires gets a quick set to her on the right side that she'll put down. That's her second kill. 18-13, Kearney Catholic. Krasoski ready to go back and serve. A lot of side outing so far in this match. Only one run, that was Mackenzie Smith in game one. Here's the outside attack. Shadron drives it across. Another good dig by Krasoski, taken over on the swing by Connor. Tip back across by Kerr for the Cardinal. Here's Teal from the left side. Over the double block, and she'll get the kill. Kylie Teal and Paige Herbert, quite the 1-2 punch here in the second set. Each have four kills. And Kearney Catholic leads it by a score of 19-13. As Prasoski serves again. Stays in the back row and a double hit going to be called. 20-13. Timeout by Shadron as the Cardinals starting to fall behind here in game number two. Kearney Catholic just marching along at the state tournament. We'll be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're at Grand Island Senior High School, the opening day of the 2013 State Volleyball Tournament, as Kearney Catholic leads Shadron 25-15, game one win, 20-13 here in game two. Prusoski serves it across, and it's passed back out of bounds. 21-13 on the ace serve by Prusoski. Alley floats it down the near side to Davis. Here's this quick set right side. Blocked up front, Oprick and Teal. Teal with the block. Ace block, Kearney Catholic. Cruising along here in this second set. 3 points away from a 2-0 lead. And the serve, Prusoski tried to go short and put it into her own net. Earlier today in the state tournament, it was Millard West over Grand Island. Northwest swept Beatrice. Ogallala beat Wayne as the right side attack by Kylie Teal is dug out. Nice dig in the back row that time by Garrett. Passed across Studi with the dig. Connor fires it outside. Teal's attack down and good. And the freshman is on fire here in her first action at the state volleyball tournament. St. Cecilia won today in five sets over Lutheran High Northeast. Freeman won in straight sets over Ord. Giltner, a straight set winner over Layton among teams in the listening area. Mackenzie Smith now to serve it away. She had 8 points in game one. Fires this into the corner to Davis. And a double hit called on the set. Game point here for Kearney Catholic. Smith to serve it away at 24-14. And Smith lets it fly. Right in the middle of the Cardinals short set. They'll tip it into the block. Connor blocked it. Shayla Connor with the ace block. And Kearney Catholic up two games to none, 25-15 and 25-14. And we'll be back and look at the numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Take a look at the second set numbers that I have for you at this time. For Shadron, Marin Davis had two kills. Ashley Kerr, one service point, two kills. Peyton Hinn, one kill. And Chandler Hageman had an ace block and one kill. Six kills, one ace block, and no ace serves for Shadron. For Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal had an ace block and five kills. Morgan Studi had an ace serve. Shayla Connor, a service point, an ace block, and a kill. Courtney Shundoff, two kills. Anna Squires had a kill. Allie Prusoski, six service points. One was an ace, one kill. Mackenzie Smith, two service points. And Paige Herbert, four kills. 14 kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves. The Stars win game two, 25-14, and they're up two sets to none on Shadron. We'll head to game three right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Axtell, Bertrand.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Care to start this set. Shadron is up 1-0. And to serve it away is Jaden Garrett. Shadron scored 1 point on their serve in that second set. Garrett fires this one across to Studi. Connor sets it across. Set really short. Shadron goes to the right side. Tipped across and good by Jaden McCartney. Third kill for McCartney, and Shadron is up 2-0. That's the first time that they are up by 2 points. And Garrett flyers it across to Colling. Colling to Connor. Connor to Squires, right side, and Anna with the kill. Anna Squires with the kill. And it'll be a side out here for Kearney Catholic on the third kill by Squires. 2-1, Shadron. Allie Prasoski to serve it away. And a very short serve just got across the net, picked up there by Hinn. Set to the outside, half foot across with McCartney. Here is the big swing by Teal, down and good. And this freshman is impressive today. Sixth kill for Kylie Teal, and she didn't play the first set. It is 2-2. Prasoski serving it away. Kearney Catholic cruising in the first two games, 15-14. There's a great crowd from Kearney on hand here today as the attack's across by McCartney. Overpass, joust at the net, comes over to the Stars. Connor digs it, rolled over by Studi. Shadron goes middle again. Kerr on the attack, dug out by Prasoski. Outside Teal, over the double block, just wide, trying to go to the far corner. And the Cardinal will get the ball back. 3-2, Shadron. And the serve away for the Cardinal. Clipped the net, just stayed in on the side. Colin played it, dumped right back over by Carr. Kerr's there to pick it up. Middle attack by the Cardinal into the net. 3-3. Kearney Catholic with Mackenzie Smith's turn to rotate in and serve. Paige Herbert will come up front. Kearney Catholic looking for their 25th win of the season. They've won 10 in a row coming into the state tournament after going 1-2 in the conference tournament. And Smith with an ace. Second ace for Mackenzie Smith. 4-3, Kearney Catholic. And Mackenzie Smith to serve it away again. Smith serve. Floats it down the middle, handled there by Davis. Set across pretty deep by McCartney, but Studi's able to track it down. Now Herbert comes out of nowhere and hammers it down, but a double hit is called on the Kearney Catholic set. So that'll wipe out the Herbert kill and give the point to Shadron, and to serve it, Peyton Hinn. And Hinn serve. High floater into the middle, Prasoski. Back set, right side, they get it to Oprich. She's blocked. Second block by Chandler Hageman. 5-4, Shadron. And getting the volleyball back to Peyton Hinn. Hinn serves it across, and Hinn gets an ace serve. Well placed by Peyton Hinn. And for Shadron, that is their first service ace of the entire match. Hinn floats it across, picked up again there by Smith. Dumped over Connor, right into the block. Free ball the second time, and then hit deep and out of bounds by Hageman. Quick action at the net. Hageman blocked it. It popped right off of a star arm right back up to her, and then a big swing sent it deep and out of bounds. So Studi to serve it away now for Kearney Catholic. Down the near sideline, picked up there by McCartney. Outside, they'll go to Davis. Off the block, it's picked up by Studi. Middle to Shundoff, and in the net, called on Shadron. 6-6. And Studi leading the team in serving with two aces, but Smith overall the top server with 11. And now we've got an out-of-rotation called on Shadron. Out-of-rotation on Shadron, and a point for Kearney Catholic. Coach Don Matt saying, where was it? That goes down as an ace for Studi. I'm not sure they've moved. Evidently just enough to get right, so across it comes. Davis on the attack, into the block, dug out nicely there by Hageman. Set above the net and set over the net out of bounds. Point for the Stars. So four in a row for Kearney Catholic. They now lead it 8-6. Studi staying on that far left-hand corner and gets ready to unleash another jump serve that is passed close to the net. Dug out there by Garrett, punched across just off the back line. Shadron needed the point, and it was just off the back line, out of bounds, and a timeout will be called here by the Shadron Cardinal. 25-15, 25-14, and the Stars have now scored five in a row to take a 9-6 lead in Game 3. You're listening to State Volleyball Action on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
In Class A, Lincoln Southeast wins the first set over Lincoln North Star 25-13. In the Class A quarterfinal match. Here, Kearney Catholic is already up 2-0 over Shadron. And Studi is back there at the service line. She's fired off 4 in a row, including an ace. And Morgan goes with a little floater. That's going to be an ace as well. Shadron passed it off the floor. It's 10-6. Don't forget the end of every volleyball match in sports. This game now. As Studi, jump serve, down the line, picked up by McCartney. To the 10-foot line, Davis. It hits the tape and falls over. So a kill for Maren Davis. And back to serve it away will be Jaden McCartney. As the serve is across, picked up by Studi. Right side, Herman. Herman on the slide. Drops it in for her fifth kill. It's 11-7. Kearney Catholic point. And Shayla Connor to serve it away. Connor waiting and now floats it across to McCartney. Bump pass to the right side and the attack goes into the net for Shadron. Point Kearney Catholic. Well, we weren't sure if Shadron would push the Stars or maybe even give them more than that today, and so far just not the case. Overpass on the serve by Connor, but it does come over to the Stars. Anna Squires on the attack, dug out by Kerr, set outside. Davis blocked up front. Good dig that time by Hageman to keep it alive. Dumped across there by Garrett. Kearney Catholic sets outside Herbert. She's blocked, digs the block. This is one of the longest rallies in the entire match. Studi takes it across, picked up there by Kerr, and then set to nobody. Misheard, miscommunication for Shadron, and the Stars will get the point on the end of that rally to make it 13-7. Shayla Connor floats it across to the 10-foot line to Davis, set it back to Marn. Her attack is blocked by Squires, picked up Shadron one more time through the block, one arm saved by Studi, bump set by Connor. Anna Squires decides to set it across to the 10-foot line. Middle attack there, and Studi makes a great all-out dig. Herbert tips it over. Good rally again here. Shadron to Davis. Chistoff, Shundoff, and Squires. Shundoff and Squires. And for Anna Squires, it is an ace block. to make it 14-7. And Shayla Connor serve. Floats it down the right side, picked up by Kerr, overpass and out of bounds. And those are the things that are befuddling. And finally, Coach Dan Matt will go to the bench. He's going to bring in Kiana Wright, a 5'6 freshman center. And Connor will serve again. Shayla floats it across to Kerr. Set outside, Davis. Davis into the net, four hits. And a point for Kearney Catholic. That is six in a row for the Stars. 16-7. Shayla continues to fire that volleyball, moving it around the defensive zone. There she tried to go with a short one and hit it into the net. Took a little risk, and it did not pay off on that one. Side out here for Shadron. And Hayman to serve it away. Chandler, 19 aces on the year. Passed across, Studi, middle attack. It's going to be Anna Squires off the block. Good, big, quick swing, hits the net and falls over for Ashley Kerr on a two ball there. Ashley Kerr after a good save over here by Davis. And it is 16-9. Shadron trailing, but picks up the point. Hageman serve across to Smith. Connor set behind her to Herbert. Herbert blocked, dug out there by Connor. To the outside, Shundoff, big swing, and it's just deep. Three in a row for Shadron. And three in a row for Shadron. That is, I believe, the first time the entire match. It happened earlier in the game when they went from 4-6. Set outside Shundoff, and there's the kill for Courtney. Courtney Shundoff with her third kill. Side out Kearney Catholic. They lead it 17-10 here in set number three. Kearney Catholic already up 2-0. Whitney Colling slides in. Listening to the state volleyball tournament here on Classic Hits. And Colling serve. Picked up to the outside. The attack is into the net here for Kerr. 18-10 Stars. Whitney Colling, first point on serve. And the Stars at this juncture might get a chance to even put some other kids into the game. As the right side attack by Davis is blocked by Teal, and it's called in. Kylie Teal with her second ace block and a timeout on the floor. Shadron's now out of timeouts, and Kearney Catholic continues to cruise. 19-10 in the third. They're up 2-0. We'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
If Kearney Catholic continues to finish this match off, they will play tomorrow at the Heartland Event Center at 2 o'clock against Ogallala. The Indians are 32-6 after their sweep of Wayne. Don't forget Minden Wahoo tonight here on Classic Hits at 8:30. And we've got Bertrand Wallace at 6:30 as Whitney Colling out of the timeout fires the ace serve. 20-10 Stars. So ace serve by Colling. It's 20-10 Stars. Colling again. Stays in the back row. Shadron passes right side. Dumped into the net. They've just kind of lost all confidence right now. Cardinals, who had won 27 matches this year, just not able to get a speck of anything going here this afternoon. Serve across. Pass tight to the net. Set to the outside. Kerr. Her attack is deep and out of bounds. 22-10. Colling now trying to finish this one off. And into the middle it goes. Shadron sets to the outside. Here's the attack. There is one that's strong but wide by Kerr. 23-10. And checking into the ball game now is Elena Bach. She'll come in and serve it away for Kearney Catholic, one of the three seniors on this team. See if she can serve it out. Good strong serve. Here's the set by Garrett. Middle attack, Davis. Dug by Bach. High pass, Teal for the 10-foot line. Fires it across, picked up by Hinn. Set outside Davis off the tip. One arm up by Bach. Here's the set to the outside. Teal on the attack. Overpassed into the net. Nice dig out of the net, Garrett. Passed across, free ball here. Kearney Catholic, good pass out of bounds. And it is match point for Kearney Catholic. 24-10. And Elena Bach to serve it across. Does strongly to Hinn. Pass to Hinn for the back row. Rolls it across. There's Bach with the dig. Back set right side. The attack by McKenna Butler, who's come in. Is passed back out of bounds. And that is the end of the match. Kearney Catholic, about as easy as it could be here this afternoon. 25-15, 25-14, 25-10 as they get the win over Shadron to improve to 25-8 on the season, and Shadron will end the year at 27-4. We'll be back with the Nebraska Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
And welcome back to Grand Island Senior High. This is the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. MISCO Sports taking care of all of our athletes and schools for decades and will continue to do so. MISCO Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Kearney Catholic cruises here in the first round of the state tournament. We're joined by Coach Chris Connor. And, Coach, you can rarely say that about any sport in the state tournament. But once the girls kind of got the first 10 points out of the way here this afternoon, it was just like, it looked like just practice. Keep the ball in play and watch Shadron make a mistake. They just never got on track on the red side today.
Yeah, definitely. And I thought our kids came out a little nervous. You got a lot of new faces out there that, you know, been on the bench the last couple of years, but it's a little different when you're out there trying to play. So Wasn't our best performance, but yeah, you know, we did some nice things. I thought we kind of warmed up as the match went along, and you could see the younger kids start relaxing and swinging a little better.
It seemed like in the second set there was a lot more, I don't know, that emotion, energy, I guess would be the word. Kylie Teal came in, had an outstanding second set for you. Paige Herbert kind of got you off to a quick start there. You guys rotated all the way around the rotation once without anybody scoring. But then once you did get a few points on serve, seemed things to take off with Paige getting a few hits.
Yeah, they got my assistant, Goody, worried because we were already at 13 subs, I think, and we'd only had like 14 points. And I think McKenzie Smith got back there and served a bunch. But, I mean, we run a lot of subs, so it's important that when we get back there, you know, we always tell them it's old school. You know, you got to score when you're back there. Otherwise, we're going to run out of rotations, and McKenzie Smith is going to be our 5-5 outside hitter that she doesn't play much on the outside. So. You know, I just thought we were sluggish, I hate to say, but I mean, I thought our middles, I know that they can play a better game than what they showed today. A lot of times we just kind of sat back. I don't know if they knew, maybe they didn't have to or whatever, but it wasn't our A game, but I guess that's good. Maybe the other teams didn't get a very good scouting report then.
Well, you came, well, that's another thing. You kind of look at what Shadron did, and they weren't really, Shayla was able to dump a few across there and into some wide open spots today, so they didn't get that scouting report.
Yeah, she's you know, she likes to try to make sure that she always has a couple options when she goes up, and she did a pretty good job seeing some holes today.
So you're on to the second round now. Everybody kind of gets to see something. You get Elena Bach in there, and the girls, I think, were watching her more than they were watching what was going on. But all your seniors got in. You got to play a number of kids, and now you take on Ogallala. This is a fresh face for you at the state tournament, another powerhouse, but you don't get to see them very often.
No, not really. I mean, we should. You know, we're that far. We're one of the closer teams that they could play, so we really do need to get them on our schedule. They got some power, right? You know, so it's ball control will be a big issue for them since, you know, two of their main attackers are out of the middle, so if our offense plays like we can and our hitters show up tomorrow, I mean, hopefully we can keep those middles out of system because they can bring it.
Who would you compare Ogallala to, somebody that you might have faced on your schedule this year?
Well, boy, that's a tough one.
I suppose you can go all the way back to the Beatrice tournament, but I was thinking maybe more someone in the area. There's really nobody to compare to them.
No, not really. I mean, because they run a lot of balls, like off kind of what we call a money ball or a two ball, and they hit a lot of power balls. And, you know, they'll hit a ball that's 8 feet off the net with just a jump and attack and not much of an approach at all. And she can bring it. Kendall Shires, I don't know if I'm saying her name right, but or Shore. She does a great job of, you know, hitting wherever she's at on the court, and she hits sidelines well. So
what do you do now? Is it back to Kearney and go for a walkthrough tomorrow, or is it something else? You stay in scout? What happens now?
We'll probably stick around and watch at least a game, maybe two, and have a little run through tomorrow, talk about some tendencies that we see at on Ogallala's team.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get going here. Other people want to chat with you, so we'll see you tomorrow afternoon.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Coach Chris Connor of the Kearney Catholic Stars. They win it in straight sets, and we'll be back on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers here for the third set. First off, for Shadron, I had Jaden Garrett with 2 service points. Maren Davis had one kill. Ashley Kerr had a kill. Peyton Hinn had two service points. One was an ace. Jade McCartney had a kill, and Chandler Hageman had two service points and ace block. I had Chandron for only three kills, one ace block, and one ace serve. For Kearney Catholic, Kylie Teal had an ace block and a kill. Morgan Studi had five service points. Two of them were aces. Whitney Colling had four service points. Shayla Connor had five service points. Courtney Shundoff had a kill. Anna Squires was able to pick up an ace block and one kill. Allie Prasoski had one service point. McKenna Butler had a kill to end the match. And Mackenzie Smith had an ace serve. Paige Herbert had a kill. And if I added all those up just right, only five kills for Kearney Catholic. I don't remember doing a match all year where they've had five or fewer. They had two ace blocks and four ace serves. But the story was just error after error, unfortunately, for these Chadron Cardinals. And, you know, a team that won this many matches probably came out, was shell-shocked, and you know, I venture to say it was their toughest performance of the entire year here today, because they only managed 15 kills in the entire match. That's hard to believe for a team that had three girls over 200 kills and five with 140 or more, but they just never got anything going here today. The cumulative stats look like this. It was Jaden Garrett with two service points. Maren Davis led the team with five kills. Ashley Kerr had two service points, three kills. Peyton Hinn had the most service points, four. One of them was an ace. She had an ace block and a kill. You go to Jaden McCartney, a service point, an ace block, and three kills. Chandler Hageman, two service points, two ace blocks, and three kills. Chadron had a total of 15 kills, four ace blocks, and one ace serve. And the Cardinals will end their season at 27-4 with back-to-back losses to the two teams that will play tomorrow in the semifinals, Ogallala and Kearney Catholic. For the Stars, I had Michelle Messbarger with three service points. Kylie Teal had two ace blocks and actually led the team in kills with six. Morgan Studi had eight service points. Four of those were aces. Whitney Colling had four service points. Shayla Connor, six service points, an ace block, and five kills. Courtney Shundoff, three kills. Callie Oprick, three kills. They were all in the first set. Anna Squires had an ace block and three kills. Allie Prasoski, seven service points. One was an ace, one kill. McKenna Butler, one kill. Mackenzie Smith led the team in serving with 11 points. Two of them were aces, and Paige Herbert had five kills in the match. I had Kearney Catholic for 27 kills, four ace blocks, and eight ace serves, as the Stars improved to 25-8 with a 25-15, 25-14, 25-10 victory. They will advance to the C1 state semifinals, where they will take on Ogallala tomorrow at 2 at the Heartland Events Center, and that'll be our first game here on Classic Hits. So we've already got Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Northwest and Hastings St. Cecilia into the semifinals. Still to come, our next match, Bertrand and Wallace here on Classic Hits at 6:30, followed by Minden Wahoo at 8:30. So stay with us. That's all coming up here on Classic Hits. And the Axtell Howells Dodge match tonight is at 8:30 on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We'll update you on the state volleyball tournament and wrap it up after this final break. You're listening to the Wisco Sports Postgame Show.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Wisco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
All right, let's update you on what's going on here at the State High School Volleyball Tournament, what you may have missed in matches that are currently going on. In Class A, Millard West was a three-set winner over Grand Island. Papillion-La Vista beat Millard North in four. Omaha Marion was a winner over Lincoln Southwest. And Lincoln North Star is now taking on Lincoln Southeast, and the Knights have won the second game 25-23, so they're up 2-0. In Class B, Grand Island Northwest swept Beatrice. Norris was down 9-1 in the fifth set and came back to win it over Waverly, so they will play Northwest tomorrow at 6:30. Tonight in Class B, Lincoln Pius X plays Elkhorn South at the Heartland Events Center, and Aurora plays Omaha Scott at 8:30. Here, Ogallala swept Wayne. Kearney Catholic sweeps Shadron. Next, Columbus Scotus plays Syracuse at 6:30, and we'll have the Minden Wahoo game for you at 8:30. In C2, Hastings St. Cecilia is a 5-set winner over Lutheran High Northeast. They will play Palmyra. Palmyra sweeps out Crofton. Freeman swept out Ord. And in the Class C2 matchup, we will get you an update here on what's going on with Lindsay Holy Family Humphrey taking on West Point Guardian Angels. And Guardian Angels is up 2-1. O'Neill St. Mary swept Cross County. Friend and Chambers Wheeler Central are tied at a set apiece. Tonight at Central Catholic High